For Effingham Radio News, I'm Samantha Letourneau. I'm speaking with Sam Schneider from Commodity Carnivals. How are you today?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. So the Commodity Carnival will be at the Effingham County Fair this week. Tell us a little bit about it.
Well, it is a partnership between the Chicago Mercantile Exchange, or CME Group for short, and the National 4-H Council, and they partnered up to put on this Commodity Carnival. What it is it's an educational game for the youth that allows them to get the opportunity. This year, the theme is steers. So they get the opportunity to raise a steer, and they go through all the different input costs that are associated with that, such as feed costs and health and nutrition, facility costs and wages, and energy and transportation. And they get an egg that represents their steer. They will put corn in for their feed costs and then some marbles for each of the different input costs. Once they're done with that, they weigh the egg, and that will give them a weight on the scale that coincides with a weight that the steer would actually weigh. So let's say their egg weighs 45 grams. That's the equivalent of a 1,450-pound steer. So then they get a break-even price associated with that weight. For 1,450 pounds, the break-even price would be 90 cents per pound. So when they go to sell it at the, we call it the Risk Ranch Market, they need to get at least 90 cents a pound back in order to break even on that steer. They also have the opportunity to make a little bit of money if they land in the dollar slot or the dollar 20 slot. And then if their egg did not weigh 45, you know, if it was something less, like let's say 40, they're going to have a higher break-even price that they have to get in order to break even. So then they have the opportunity where they could potentially lose money on it. So it teaches them, well, educates them on what it takes kind of to raise a steer, that there's risk associated with it. They're not always going to make a profit. Sometimes they will lose money. Other times they'll break even. But also just that it's not just feeding an animal and then taking it to market. You have a lot of other costs that come into play, such as, you know, your vet bills and your electricity and water. And so it teaches the youth all of that. And it also can be educational for the parents as well. If you're not from a farm background or anything like that, it can teach you as well what all kind of goes into raising a steer.
And is this available to everyone, or is it just 4-H members?
Nope, this is for anyone. So we have 4-H members that will run it. We call them team leaders, but it is for all the public, anyone that wants to kind of find out what it takes to raise a steer.
And is there any cost for any fair growers to participate in this?
Nope, it is completely free.
And then, is it being held the entire fair, or are there certain days?
It will actually be held on Thursday, and it should be open around 11 in the morning. One of our Illinois State Livestock Ambassador members will be at the Effingham County Fair running it. And so it should be open right around 11 o'clock.
And how long does this usually take?
Well, generally, we like to keep it open for about 2 to 3 hours. That allows us to get, you know, right during a prime time during the fair, that allows us to get quite a bit of traffic coming through. And the game itself takes maybe 4 minutes to play. It's a pretty quick process. They go through that, raising that steer, and then they get a Plinko chip at the end after they get that break-even price, and they drop that down a board, and they find out whether they broke even or made money or lost money. Then they have the opportunity to walk away with a cow hat, a blue ribbon, and a stress steer prize.
And is there anything else you'd like to mention?
Yes, there is actually an app that's available on the iPhone and Android App Store. It's called Risk Ranch, and it's basically the game in an app form. They can play the game, and they get to do kind of the same thing that they would get to do at the actual game, but it's a little more It's a little more fun on the app, I would say. The Commodity Carnival is going to be at nearly 120 state and county fairs throughout the Midwest during the summer and fall of this year. There's 9 states that put this on. Illinois is just one of those. And for Illinois alone, we are going to hit about 19 county fairs, and then also I will be at the Illinois State Fair this coming week.
Thanks so much for talking with me today.
All right, thank you.
For Effingham Radio News, I'm Samantha Letourneau.